In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The saint we celebrate today extends his patronage over his homeland, the Catholic writers, and our community. Our saint is one of the pearls of this time that followed the Council of Trent. With his own manner and generous skills, St. Francis de Sales not only talked and wrote about charity, he practiced it. Through his teaching and example, he gave as a priest, writer, and then bishop. He lighted this burning love of charity. He worked to persuade his contemporaries that what was at stake was their sanctification and their salvation. After a time of confusion and of war that marked the time of his birth, he spent his generous nature teaching every soul he was entrusted to that their salvation and sanctification was a love story, a true love, a demanding love. His title, Doctor of the Divine Love, tells us of his goal as a teacher and pastor. The duty of life accomplished out of charity. We hear from our Lord, "If you love me, you will keep my commandment." We live out this charity when our prayer life consists of being in the presence of God and the saints we honor. Combined with his prayer life, understood as the rest of our heart, we have occasions to show a ceaseless fidelity to this divine love in the various moments of our earthly life. The epistle to the Ephesians we have for the feast of the Sacred Heart and sometimes used for the feast day of our saint. In this epistle, St. Paul wrote about this burning love of God that transforms our state of life. "That Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God." And the apostle continued and wrote to the Ephesians how the Christians live accordingly with the doctrine of the gospel. "You walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And further, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. As the church is subject to Christ, so also let the wives be to their husbands in all things. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ also loved the church and delivered himself up for it. And then, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just. And you, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and correction of the Lord." In his time, St. Francis de Sales, as a vigilant pastor, gave the same doctrine for the souls entrusted to him in the language and with the expression that were the most convenient to them. In the saint of the day, we find an inspiring figure for all of us, because he is teaching the ways of the Christian perfection to all vocations and states of life: religious, consecrated, lay people, married, single, parents, children, employers, employee. If his language and his time are quite different, his general souls, a hard-working missionary, realistic and optimistic at the same time, fit very well for our Wisconsinite features. The virtues he promotes in his teaching are those we need, particularly in our time. Not the most noticeable, but the most useful. Humility, awareness of our deficiencies and frailties. Gentleness, which is humility towards our neighbor and the flower of fraternal charity, and simplicity. And then the important virtues of obedience, chastity, and poverty lived out according to the state of life. His sense of controversy, the way he used to defend the faith, is the only one worthy to adopt for a Christian. Motivated by charity, his sermons are more efficient than those from other speakers, even more learned. St. Francis de Sales is not only a master for our spiritual life in how to seek perfection, he also teaches how to make perfection amiable, even in its difficulties. May the intercession of St. Francis de Sales dismiss from us the lukewarmness when our sanctification and the sanctification of our neighbor are at stake. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.